Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the February 10th, 2026 meeting of the Sussex County Council. I'll call the meeting to order, and first is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members. I do have one recommended change to today's agenda. We can strike executive session, land acquisition, and possible action on executive session items.
Okay, thank you. I entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So,
motion, Mr. Riley, second. Mr. Lloyd, any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take a vote. Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunerbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of February 3rd, 2026. Are there any questions, additions, or deletions? Hearing none, they'll stand as read. Reading correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have one letter, and it's from Scouting America Delmarva Council, thanking the County Council for its generous donation, and that is all.
Thank you. Next is public comment. This is a time when anyone in the audience has 3 minutes to express their feelings on something the county has clear jurisdiction over. You'll have 3 minutes when the green light comes on. You'll have 1 minute when the amber light comes on, and zero, and your time is up when the red light comes on, and we don't have anybody. Okay. Operator, would you check online, please, see if anybody has a comment?
There's currently no one online.
Okay, thank you. We'll go ahead and close public comment. We have one item of consent agenda today. It's use of existing infrastructure agreement, IUA 1289, Heritage Shores Phase 7B, Western Sussex area. Are there any questions? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion to approve.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunerbaum. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunerbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Lawson, County Administrator.
All right, thank you, Mr. President. Two items today, starting with a Carolyn on the Circle food drive recognition. This is a twofer today. We're going to have recognition for all those people that volunteered their time to help with our food drive, and then we're going to get an update from Mr. Robinson related to the Delaware Food Bank. So we'll start with the recognition of our Carolyn on the Circle food drive. Mr. President, we'll invite you down to the podium to hand out these certificates and plaques. We'll take a picture of those that are in attendance. And I've got the list here of people that helped with the food drive this year. We're going to start with Sussex Academy. I see representatives and students from Sussex Academy. Sussex Academy donated a total of 60 food items. There's a certificate. Thank you very much for your efforts. Thank you guys for being here. Next on the list is Georgetown Middle School, donated 100 food items. I didn't get an RSVP. Is anyone here from Georgetown? All right, we'll recognize them still. Next on the list is the Delaware Family Court. Employees for Sussex County donated 177 items. Anyone here from Family Court? All right, next on the list is Little Einstein Preschool here in Georgetown, 200 items. Anyone from Little Einsteins? All right, Chardon Jewelers here in Georgetown donated $100, which is the equivalent of $250 food items. Anyone here from Chardon? Okay, Georgetown Elementary School donated 390 items. Do we have someone from Georgetown? All right, come on down. Thanks again for being here.
Good job, guys. Good job.
Next on our list is Sussex Tech High School, donated 482 items. Representatives from Sussex Tech. Well, thank you, Sussex Tech. Next on our list is the local law firm Tunnel and Razor, donated $250, the equivalent of 625 total food items. Anyone here from Tunnel and Razor? Okay. Next is AdArt, a local company here in Georgetown, donated $400 with the equivalent of 1,000 food items. AdArt. Next is McGee Motors here in Georgetown, again, $500 for the equivalent of 1,250 food items. McGee Motors. Next is First State Manufactured Housing Association, $750, the equivalent of 1,875 food items. Right. Thank you very much. Thank you again. All right, next on our list is Aloft Aero Architects, donated $755 and 15 food items for a total of 1,903 items. Anyone here from Aloft? Of course, Bob is here. Come on down.
Squeeze.
Thanks again. Okay, and our largest food item donation this year was raised by the Rehoboth Elementary School, 3,000 items donated. Anyone here from the Rehoboth Elementary School? Come on down, guys. Yay. That's incredible. Great work. Thanks again. Great job, everyone. Thank you. All right. Next on our list with the largest financial donation this year is a law firm, Fuquay Willard & Schwab, donated $2,000, the equivalent of 5,000 food items. Anyone here from Fuquay Willard & Schwab? Come on down. Thank you, guys. Well, thanks again. And the last entity we'd like to recognize this year with a very unique donation is Alan Harim Foods, donated 2,413 pounds of chicken to our annual food drive. Is anyone here from Alan Harim? Come on down. Thank you very much. £2,000, that's a lot of chicken.
That is a lot of
On behalf of the County Council and the County Government, we want to thank all our volunteers for their work this year in raising these food items. We were able to collect over 26,000 food donations for our less fortunate neighbors in the community. Thank you for your efforts, and thanks for taking the time to come out today and be recognized. We really appreciate it. And as I mentioned before, we have Mr. Chad Robinson here with the Delaware Food Bank, who's going to come forward and give us an update on the activities related to the food bank. Chad, thanks.
You hit your green, yeah, hit your button, there you
go. Oops. Let's try that again. Mr. President, honorable members of council, it's a pleasure to be with you today. Again, Chad Robinson, Vice President of External Affairs for the Food Bank of Delaware. With me today is our partner support manager, Lisa Gibbs. And we are just so happy to work with you on this food drive. The work that goes into it, largely led by Chip Guy and the folks from his office, is just something that's laudable. We've been able to be a part of this food drive now for 2 years. And thank you to everyone here today that took a part in raising these donations. You guys get to see the front end of all of the donations coming in. We get to see the back end when it goes out into our community. Those 26,000, over 26,000 items that you heard about today have gone out all over Sussex County to support partner agencies who are working boots on the ground in the community to provide food to our neighbors in need. I tell everybody all the time, these are folks that look just like us. The vision of food insecurity that folks might have in their head from commercials that they see on TV or things that they've heard is not what you might think. It's our friends and neighbors. It's people who are trying to just skate by on the income that they have, working 2-3 jobs, many who are struggling with the cost of housing, medical bills, and those types of things are just draining people's expenses every day, and they just don't have enough to put food on the table. Right now, today, we're on track this fiscal year to do more distribution this year than we did at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. That means our friends and neighbors need us. It's food drives like this that allow folks to come together, especially in the holiday season, at a time where we're all thinking about giving back. It's a good time to come together to raise those food donations, and it gives us the opportunity to make sure that they can get out into our communities. Right now, we're doing mobile pantries all over the state, including here in Sussex. We have our home delivery program that's providing food to those in need that are homebound, maybe by medical situation, work, or other ways that they can't get out to traditional food distributions, and our Healthy Pantry Center up in Milford, and our network of partner agencies, and that's really where Lisa works. Over 200 partner agencies statewide, food pantries, food closets, soup kitchens, located in churches, community centers, and the like in each and every one of your districts. They are doing the yeoman's work. They are the ones who are serving the folks right in that community, and we're proud to be the backbone of supporting them. So on behalf of all of us at the Food Bank of Delaware, thank you to County Council for the work that you're doing. Special thanks to Chip and his team, to the County Administrator, but more importantly, to all of these folks out here today who took the time to raise this food, to raise funds. We couldn't do it without all of them. And from all of us at the food bank, particular thanks to all the kids. It was wonderful to see so many youth groups. When we teach our young people early that it's important to give back, that those there are some in our community that are less fortunate, we're doing good for the next generation. So again, on behalf of all of us at the food bank, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Next, Mr. Lawson, County Administrator's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thanks again for your report, Chad, and thanks again to all the volunteers. We appreciate it. We couldn't do it without you. Okay, County Manager's report for February 10th, item one. Per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Silver Woods Villas Phase 2C received substantial completion effective February 2nd. Item two, a reminder that council will not meet next Tuesday, February 17th. The next regularly scheduled county council meeting will be held on Tuesday, February 24th. And item three, it's with great sadness, we inform you that pensioner Beatrice Wright passed away on February 4th, 2026. Mrs. Wright began her career with Sussex County in December 1991, where she worked until July of 2009 for a total of 17 years of service. Her last position with the county was accountant two. We'd like to extend our condolences to the Wright family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Jennings, Finance Director.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you know, council appointed five board members and three alternates to the Board of Assessment Review over a year ago. Their term staggered 2 to 3 years. Unfortunately, one of the board members resigned due to new work commitments. Therefore, I'm requesting that council appoint one of the already appointed alternates to finish out the original 3-year board member term. Due to reassessment being completed, there is no need to fill the alternate position as we still have two alternates available if needed. The person that I am recommending for appointment is Jeffrey Howard. He did a great job as both a referee and an alternate last year. And as you may recall, this council interviewed him last January for the alternate position. Unless there's any questions, I do have a motion for your consideration.
Please give us your motion.
The motion is, be it moved that the Sussex County Council appoint Jeffrey Howard to the Board of Assessment Review for a term ending in December 2028.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunebaum. Are there any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you. Next up, Mr. Robbie Murray, Director of Public Safety. Good afternoon.
All right, thanks for the opportunity to come today to present and ask for your support in the 2026 rewrite of our emergency operations plan. This plan was last updated in 2017. It is designed to serve as our playbook and guide our actions through large-scale events that affect the entire county or regional areas of the county. This plan was shared with DEMA as it serves to support the state plan. Their feedback was supportive, and they had one recommendation for change that we were able to accommodate. The base plan serves as an internal incident command structure. It provides that guidance to us on what positions to activate during different scenarios, and it also allows us to support those on-scene first responders and certainly the public. It addresses recommended training for each of those stakeholders who hold key positions within that incident command structure, and it clarifies the authority to manage the plan and also to operate during times of crisis. In addition to the base plan, there are four phase-based annexes: the mitigation, preparedness, response, and recovery, each meant to guide our actions during those various stages of an emergency. And then this year's plan also includes 11 hazard-specific annexes. New to those are cyber attacks and active assailant, which really have sort of come into light, unfortunately, in the last few years. I'm asking for your support by approving a resolution that has been prepared for the adoption of the emergency operations plan.
Okay, please give us your resolution.
A motion to approve the 2026 Sussex County Emergency Operations Plan and grant the Division of Emergency Management within the Sussex County Department of Public Safety the authority to administer the plan after the Sussex County Council President and or designee activates the plan.
Okay, pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunebaum. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Murray.
Okay, next, introduction of proposed ordinances. Mr. Moore.
There are none, Mr. President.
All right, thank you very much. What's that? Oh, okay, I didn't see Mr. Ashman. Okay, I skipped over him because I didn't see him. I'm sorry. Mr. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning and Design. You were sitting right behind that post.
I was hiding behind the pole. Other people needed to see. All right, I'm here today for a district expansion. This is for the Oak Road area. This is east of Bridgeville. This would be an expansion of our Unified Sanitary Sewer District. We're calling it the Oak Road area. It's for parcel 430-22-3, which is known as Walker's Meadow, and parcel 430-19-6, which is Walker's Mill. Engineering Department received a request from Walker's Mill LLC for sewer service for the mill and the meadow mobile home communities outside of Bridgeville. The communities have been investigating a solution for their failing on-site system and prepared preliminary engineering and applied for the Clean Water State Revolving Fund. Wastewater Infrastructure Advisory Council, DENREC Finance, awarded a grant through the Clean Water Trust to Walker's Mill and Walker's Meadow after reviewing their application. The project is ranked number 2 on DENREC's 2025 project priority list, which is just after the county's Love Creek Mobile Home Community project. This project would also satisfy to complete the requirement of the county's 2018 binding commitment offer for the Western Sussex project that we reserve capacity for underserved communities. The mill has 209 homes and the meadow has 40. Both communities are east of Bridgeville along Oak Road and not contiguous to our existing Western Sussex boundary. Therefore, this needs to be established as a new area by County Council declaring based on environmental needs as supported by the grant application to fund by DENREC, according to DEL Code 6501. And Walker's Mill and Walker's Meadow owners would be responsible for all system connection charges and completion. They have a concept plan depicting a gravity collection system to central pump station that would give the county an option to include additional parcels from the area in the future. And the parcel will convey the sewer to the Sonic pump station that is owned and operated by Sussex County, the pumps to the city of Seaford for treatment and disposal. Any questions?
Any questions? I don't think there are any.
Okay, so this actually declares that as part of the sewer district and lets us move forward, the community will be building the infrastructure and making the connection to us, just so clarify.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I have a resolution for your consideration.
Please go.
A resolution for the Oak Road area, the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, declared under the provisions of Title IX, Chapter 65 of Delaware Code.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunewald.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you. Okay, next John. Is...
Thank you.
Certainly.
Council member comments. Okay.
No one? All right.
Okay, and we deleted executive session, so it's not quite 1:30, so we can't start our meetings until 1:30, correct? Or public hearings?
That is correct. That's advertised time, so it'd be appropriate to do a 5-minute recess, come back in at 1:30.
Okay, entertain a motion to recess till 1:30.
That's my motion.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second, Ms. Grunewald. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunewald?
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. We are now in recess until 1:30, which is about 5 minutes.